Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and a few of our CCS softball state champions, Hannah Smith, Neely Philman, and Ella Claire Chaffin. But y'all just won the state championship for the first time ever for a softball team in school history. How did it feel to hoist that trophy at the end of the tournament?
It was very rewarding knowing what all we have just done leading up to this since February. You know, and it was a whole team effort. I feel like it really, there was not a single girl on that team that did not feel an equal amount of rewarding. We all felt it because we knew how hard we've worked to reach that point all season.
It was very surreal. I think that would be a pretty good word to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody like stepped into their roles this season, and I think that was a big part of being able to actually win the state championship this year, because we came into the season like knowing this year was our year, but everybody like doing what they're told to and stepping into the role that they were given really helps with that as well.
Definitely, that always helps, especially when everyone's kind of on the same page and have that communication with each other. What would you say is the largest piece of adversity that you had to face throughout your high school careers, not only this year, because y'all are all three upperclassmen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I think, honestly, the mental blocks of going into games and leaving the past behind us was super huge for us. So being able to separate away from knowing what's happened has happened. We can't control that, but what we can control is what we go out here and what we do in the future, knowing what we're capable and able to do.
Mm. Yeah, I think a lot of us, especially through the past couple of years, have had, I guess, like a mental block with playing Baylor. We always see the name. We used to just fall down when we saw that name, even if we came in with great attitudes and ready to play. But I think how we jumped over that hurdle was being able to play together as a team and knowing that that name does not affect us, we affect us, and so we have to play our game before they can mess us up.
And you just got done the last day of a softball camp that y'all were putting on. What advice would you give to younger athletes that maybe want to get to where you are right now? Maybe they're, you know, like you said, in second grade and they're going to a softball camp. What would you tell them to inspire them to get to where you are?
No matter what happens or what people throw at you, be able to separate from that and go out there and give 110% each time, and don't let anybody try to knock you down and be negative. Know what you're capable of doing and go out there and show them what you can do.
Yeah, I think a big part of that is trusting your abilities and trusting that you are a good softball player no matter what the circumstances around you are.
I think just knowing that effort and attitude are the things that you can control, and so being able to control those is what makes you a good athlete. Not always like talent or abilities, but controlling the controllables is one thing that I think makes you better.
What would you say was your best memory besides hoisting that trophy, which obviously is huge for y'all?
Mine was probably just being able to step into a new role for the team this year, because coming back from an injury, it was a very difficult thing, but being able to be there for my team and being able to step into the role I was given after that injury, I think is probably one of my favorite memories, just being able to be back on the field with my team.
I would say probably either the Boyd game or the GPS game, just because the environment of the team and of the dugout, and you could just tell from the moment we stepped on the field for those two games, it was just every single person on that team and in that dugout wearing that uniform wanted it, and we all wanted it bad, and we were going to do whatever it took for us to be able to come away with a win.
Yeah, I agree, especially the GPS games, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we played like we had nothing to lose whenever we played GPS, and I feel like that really showed and like showed our true colors whenever we were on the field.
I was gonna say, is that your favorite opponent that you played this year? Was GPS?
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Every year.
Well, I'm looking forward to next year already when y'all play GPS, just to see how that matchup goes. And speaking of next year, like I said, y'all are all upperclassmen. You're coming back again next year. What are you looking forward to most next year?
I'm excited to see how our team chemistry will continue to build off of this year and get even better this year. We can probably kind of like renew our mindset to go back to back.
I think definitely excited to see how, like, now that we have proven to ourselves how we can come out and execute that every game no matter what, and continue to have that mindset of go, go, go. Like, no matter what happens in the past, it's not about that. It's about us pushing forward to continue to play the best that we can as a team.
I'm excited to see how everybody like steps into their new roles and how we can push forward to the state championship again, because I believe that our team is strong enough to do that. I'm really excited to see how we do that and what roles everybody steps into and how we execute them.
Of course, executing and then going for that back-to-back state championship is definitely something that, you know, you have to be hopeful for. What is your go-to, all three of you, what are your go-to post-game meals?
Ooh.
I like Taco Bell.
Really?
Yes. After any game, I'm always busting my butt back to get Taco Bell. That's like my end goal.
Your end goal. She's like in the fifth inning, like about to hit up Taco Bell right now.
Yes. It tastes okay after losses, but after wins, it's like the best meal that you could possibly have. So
is that the same for everybody?
No.
Yeah, no.
They don't agree with me.
That's a hot take. That's a Hannah hot take. Champies, honestly.
Oh, Champies is good.
A nice, ice cold, rewarding Dr. Pepper and some chicken and fries.
I think mine is my local Mexican restaurant, La Altina. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
You know what? I've only had Taco Bell of those three options. I haven't been to Champies ever.
I know.
It's like a crime.
They've got crawfish that is so good. They have chicken that is so good. Their mac and cheese is so good.
Yeah, but their fries
are deadly.
Top tier.
The chicken.
So what I'm hearing is I have to try the fries and the chicken.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. That's my next.
And the champi sauce.
That might be my dinner. Who knows?
Yes.
Well, again, so I appreciate y'all taking the time answering these questions. Good luck again next year. Hopefully you do go back to back, and we can't wait to see what y'all do.
Thank you so much.